This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. So now the communist Chinese medical police state comes to America with the state of Virginia. The state health commissioner of Virginia, Dr. Oliver, I think it is, saying that everybody in Virginia is going to be vaccinated even against their will. Yes, indeed. It's going to be a mandatory vaccine policy for all Virginians, whether you like it or not. And you'll notice, by the way, that Virginia is the same state where you have Governor Northam, who tried to take away the guns of the Virginian people not long ago. And isn't it interesting that taking away the guns seems to always precede mandatory vaccines, just like in Australia, they took away the guns first, you know, with the false flag operation several years ago, and same thing with New Zealand, the false flag shooting fairly recently. And then they demanded everybody turn in your guns. And now, oh, guess what? You're going to have a quarantine camp, mandatory. You won't even be able to leave unless you agree to be tested. And they don't tell you the tests are contaminated with COVID, of course. Why do you think it keeps spreading? They're spreading it with the tests, okay? Kind of obvious at this point. But they want to take away your guns before they have mandatory vaccines so that you can't fight back when they come for you door to door and put guns in your face and try to stick a vaccine in your arm, knowing that it's untested, unsafe, experimental medicine in total violation of the Nuremberg Code that came out of the Holocaust and World War II, which said no longer will we stand for using human beings as guinea pigs for medical experiments for corrupt regimes like the Nazis, right? And did you know that following the Nuremberg Code, that 23 U.S. doctors and scientists have been convicted of crimes against humanity for using human beings in medical experiments? Now, I think that number is really low, because it wouldn't be hard to imagine thousands of U.S. doctors and scientists actually being involved in these mad medical experiments. There's no question that it's actually probably way over 10,000. I mean, who built the coronavirus? Who built COVID-19? Who funded it? Dr. Fauci, right? NIH. We've heard the whole story from Dr. Judy Mikovits. We know. We know how this thing was built with U.S. taxpayer dollars. We know it was released on purpose. And we know that the whole thing is being used as a ploy to push mandatory vaccines that we also know are going to hijack your body's protein synthesis, because they're mRNA vaccines, which have never been approved before for use in humans by the FDA. Never. Not once. Now it's a whole new experimental platform, the mRNA platform. It hijacks your body's cells, forces your cells to produce proteins against your will, against your consent, and then they're going to make these vaccines mandatory. On top of all of that, these are medical experiments. These are crimes against humanity. And I can only wonder what the citizens of Virginia are going to have to say about this, because, you know, there are a lot of Virginians that were just about to launch an attack to arrest and prosecute Governor Northam for his destruction of the Second Amendment. It was just on the verge of a local civil war there. And so Northam kind of backed down from that because he knew what was going to happen next. It involved ropes around the necks of traitors. That's what it was going to involve. So it backed down. Now, what are the people of Virginia going to say when Governor Northam, who is a seditious traitor, he is a criminal, he should have been arrested and prosecuted for many crimes against not just the people of Virginia, but the people of the United States of America. What's going to happen when he says that they're going to send basically vaccine SWAT teams door to door, men with guns, doctors with vaccines, and if you answer your door, they're going to put a gun in your face and inject you with a vaccine against your will? Show me your papers, they'll say, if you're not vaccinated or can't prove it or they don't have you in their records, they're going to vaccinate you maybe over and over again because they have an agenda of genocide. They want to kill as many people as possible. And I wouldn't put it past these corrupt, treasonous, anti-human criminals in Virginia to have, let's say, some special vaccines just for rural Virginians that are especially dangerous and deadly. They would be coded red. So you'd have red vaccines and you have blue vaccines. They'd make sure the blue vaccines are safe. Red vaccines are kill switches, basically, euthanasia. And then what do you know, at the next election, gosh, so many conservatives died in the rural areas that the Democrats have a monopoly on all political power. Wouldn't put it past these people to do that. And they would blame the deaths on what? Oh, COVID-19. Yep. As they're killing you with vaccines, they will claim that more vaccines are needed because the deaths are happening from the virus, they'll say. Oh my God, look, all these people, they're being killed by the virus. And guess what? When they run a test on all those people who are killed by coronavirus vaccines, they will, of course, test positive for the coronavirus because they were injected with it. And as a result, then they'll be able to say, look, 100% of these deaths are people who had coronavirus. Yeah, you injected them. The vaccine is what's killing them, but they'll blame it on the virus. This is not difficult to see coming. This is the way these globalists operate. These are the same people. Remember, Governor Northam and others, they release felony violent criminals from prison just so they can vote for more Democrats. You know, they'll cheat, they'll rig elections, they'll commit fraud, they'll have illegals voting. They will oppose voter ID just so they can have more fraudulent voting. This is the way they operate. And they hate Republicans. They hate gun owners. They hate Trump supporters, Christians. And if they find a way to kill you, they will use it. And vaccines are the way. So I wouldn't be surprised, just like in, what was it, Die Hard 2, I think. Remember the scene in the airport where the bad guys had gun magazines that were blue or red? I think indicated with tape, blue or red. Well, I think the red was live rounds and the blue was the dummy rounds, right, in that movie? Well, now the red vaccines will be the deadly vaccines to kill rural Virginians. And the blue vaccines will be the safe vaccines to give to people in the cities who tend to be Democrats. That's how they're going to run this thing. They're not going to try to kill all their own people. They're going to be very selective in their vaccine violence and their medical murder. They're going to kill their political enemies because most people are so stupid, they will just agree to be injected with anything the government tells them. Yeah, I know it's a suicide wish, but you got a lot of sheeple out there who are willing to do whatever they're told by some false authority figure. Those people are going to find themselves dead very soon. Dead from vaccines. The very vaccines that Governor Northam will probably insist are perfectly safe, but they won't be. They will be deadly, and they will kill conservatives in Virginia and everywhere else across the country where they are deployed. That's the truth that they won't admit to. Stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and you can also check out more of my podcasts at brighteon.com.